So as we talk to you here, Marcus Busch, in mid-January, what is the process right now?
Right now, we continue to work with BLDD, and they're providing some of our staff with a lot of different ideas, suggestions, concepts. Nothing's been decided as of right now, but we went on a little tour across Illinois, went to three different buildings that BLDD did, and got some ideas. Our building committee presented at the last board meeting. Really nice presentation to kind of show the board where we're at and through the process, along with a piece of it. IMEG's done some surveying out where we're looking to build the building, but that's kind of where we're at right now.
And as far as the timeline is concerned, many people want to know, when is the possibility for groundbreaking in construction? Is it too early in the game to talk about that yet?
It's a little bit. They have some tentative ideas of when they'd like to, which would probably be pushing kind of into summer for the groundbreaking. We're really hoping to be able to be in a building by the fall of 27 is we're tentatively looking, but again, there's still a lot of pieces of the puzzle to put together before we get to that point.
Now, another part of the referendum was the air conditioning upgrade to the junior high school facility. Now, is that a project that will begin sometime this summer?
It's not going to begin this summer. We were a little late to get into it with bid specs and some other pieces. And so that's something we're going to be able to use our time to really develop something to be able to put together and really get going on it in the following summer. So that as well, we hope to have done in the fall of 27.
And then as far as the site for the elementary school, for those listeners that may not know, right, it's still the area that is to the south of basically kind of the south gym on the high school campus. Is that still the kind of the site under consideration?
Yeah, that's the site that we're looking at. That's the only site that we're looking at. Where specifically, we haven't determined that yet, but that's the site that the building will be built upon.
And then the conversations too, when we talked about the referendum, you know, prior to passage, is what is going to happen to the existing elementary school buildings. So as part of the plan, you're still going to have to utilize those facilities until this, you know, new building is up. But then after occupation of the new building, is that when kind of the wheels are in motion to take care of those old structures?
Yeah, we want to make sure that we're fully into the new building before we do anything with the old existing buildings that we currently have. That's still something that the board's discussing. But like we talked about prior to the referendum vote, is if we don't find that there's something that's really positive or productive for our community, those buildings will potentially turn into green spaces.
Anything else you need to mention about the process right now with the new building?
No, it's a little bit timely. I think it's one of those deals of go slow to end up going fast to make sure that we get everything done right and determine how we want to go about this. You know, this is something that doesn't come around very often. We want to make sure that we get it right for our students and our staff and our community. So we are taking our time a little bit just to make sure that we do get it right. And we look forward to seeing what the process plays out and what we can get for Rock Ridge School District.